Record. And we'll start with introductions. Mark Molnar, Council Staff. Zachary.
Zachary Davenport, Council Co-Chair.
Ron.
Ron Hernandez, Membership Committee, Co-Chair.
TJ.
TJ Lee Miyake, he, him, Council Member.
Kat.
Kat Tajgia, Council Staff.
Irma.
Irma Parada, Council Co-Chair.
Kira.
Kara, Council Staff. I'm sorry my camera's not working, but I'm here.
Did you try doing that this thing like at the top
Yeah,
center?
it just doesn't work.
Okay. And Thomas.
Thomas Noble, they them pronouns, government co-chair.
Right. I think I'm getting this order correct, but are there any announcements? No, we need to review the agenda first. You can throw that up, Kira. We don't have quorum, so we're just going to review to see if there's anything that's going to be changed. Let's scroll a little bit further down. And we're going to remove PNP from this agenda unless by some magical act Helen Lin joins us. Otherwise, we can keep it the same without quorum. Yeah, let's do that. And then we're going to do something a little bit different on the resource allocation. If we don't achieve quorum, which doesn't look like we will, we're going to just go over a suggestion from HHS for Minority and AIDS Initiative funding. Without quorum, there's really no point to go over resource allocation. All three of the committees already went over it. It can come from membership to the full council and be on the floor that way. So we can stop share on the agenda. We don't need to share minutes because we don't have quorum. There's no need to pretend to approve without quorum. It'll just appear next month's steering agenda as a second set of minutes to approve. Okay, with that said, now any announcements? No? All right. Anyone want to add public comment? I think folks often forget this, but anyone can actually step out of their role of council member as council member and have a public comment if they so desire. All right, seeing none, let's do committee check-ins. We don't have council affairs representation, so I can start with that. It was a very straightforward meeting, as most council affairs committee meetings are. We reviewed two presentations. A needs assessment presentation coming from council staff. Thank you again, both council staff, for working on that. Reviewed it, actually brainstormed around potential conclusions and recommendations. And Kira and Kat and I workshopped that afterwards. And right now that's over at membership. I mean, not membership, it actually has already been seen by community engagement. And then we did our resource allocation scenarios and approved them. So let's next go to community engagement. And I think Kira, you were going to provide that one.
Yeah, I can do that one. So this was also a pretty straightforward meeting. We had our normal items as well as the HCAP report, and we did do the resource allocation vote this month. And then we went over any needs assessment progress. We didn't preview the presentation here during the meeting, but they did get a look at it, get a chance to review it. And we also voted on a new COLA target. And that took us to the end of the meeting.
All right, let's go into membership.
Yeah, okay, we did our resource allocation as well. We had a string of notice of attendance that we sent out. And we had one dismissal letter that we sent out to someone who hadn't been here a while. So that was about it. It was a pretty short meeting.
Thank you, Ron. Questions?
Thank you. No.
All right. Since we don't have quorum, there's really no reason for us to vote to review and then not vote on resource allocation scenarios because they have actually already been reviewed and approved by all three subcommittees. However, a recommended motion for Minority AIDS Initiative funding, I mean, use of funding because of the shift on the federal level to no longer actually have Minority AIDS initiative funding, does require us to recategorize funding that went to that. And like I mentioned, this is a not something that's gone through committee, so it'll appear here first. It'll then appear at the council as a recommendation. Of course, the difference between a recommendation and a motion is that if it's a recommendation coming to council, someone will still have to move and then someone else will have to second it. So again, just the difference being the resource allocations can come on the floor, don't need to be moved or seconded from membership to full council. But MAI, which is coming only from this committee, would need to be recommended. Bill has joined us just in time to answer any questions on this once we get this up. So I'm gonna actually just pull up Bill's recommendation. Yes. Just pull up the email.
Hi, Mark. Okay. I've joined if there's any questions.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to move this down. So it's just looking at the motion itself. I mean, it's not a motion. It's the recommended recommendation from HHS. So it's here. Reads as follows. HCPC approved funding for Ryan White Part A MAI, Minority AIDS Initiative, be allocated to two funding categories of mental health at 33% of the total award and medical case management at the remaining 67% of the award. So again, to give my version of the explanation, and please, Bill, continue if you'd like, because MAI is no longer a category, we had to put the funding, designate where the funding that formerly fell under MAI would now go to. And HHS is recommending those two areas at those two percentages. Bill, would you like to add anything else to that?
Yeah, the reason that we're doing it now is because it was a finding in our site visit that the Planning Council needed to take this action. The other thing that I can tell you guys is there's a number of conditions to be able to be able to receive the funding in terms of the organization that's awarded itself that have to do with parity, inclusion, and representation. So we have a very few number of agencies that would qualify. And how we've done MAI dollars is very similar to how we do general fund in Part B. We ask you guys to prioritize for the whole system. And on the backside, what we try and do is we try and limit the number of funding categories that different agencies get, simply because they all have different terms. So it just gets to be an IQ test, certainly beyond my capability, when you have to fractionalize that annual amount by 12 and then agencies figure out which month to bill which funding source. So, just for simplicity's sake. And just the history of this is it stayed with one particular organization that makes those requirements, but the top line dollar amount for the agencies has stayed the same. And so as you guys and Happen have done great advocacy to backfill dollar amounts, it's not like this agency is neither penalized nor awarded for doing EHA, in fact, or rather MAI, in fact, slightly penalized because there's more reporting requirements, but they do a good job. So I'll stop. I know that was a lot of info. Was that clear to folks?
All right. Is there any discussion about this recommendation coming from HHS for us to designate these two categories? All right, then can I hear a recommendation from someone? Again, this is not a motion, it's a recommendation.
I'll recommend.
Does anyone second this recommendation?
I'll second.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna do a roll call vote. I'll go, although again, special circumstances, we're not really moving. Zachary Davenport.
Yes.
Ron Hernandez?
Yes.
Irma Parada?
Yes.
EJ Lee Miyake?
Yes.
And Thomas Noble?
Yes.
All right. So, Pat, I know you and I discussed having a resource allocation sheet underneath the three resource allocation scenarios that were already approved by three committees. I wouldn't do that exactly as worded. I would just take out HCPC approve and change funding to this capital F, so that the motion reads funding for blah, blah, blah. Make sense? Cool. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Paul. You are on, Kara, I think, now for evaluation.
So go ahead and share my screen. Can everyone see this?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so this is the meeting evaluation for last month's full council meeting. We had 20 council members present, and we did get 14 surveys back. So I'll go ahead and go over this. First question, the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting, and everyone agreed. There were two people that skipped this question. The meeting was run efficiently by Irma Parada. And there were two people that skipped this question, but everyone agreed, and there were four comments here. Excellent job. Thanks for keeping the meeting running on time despite two lengthy presentations. Well done and excellent. The agenda was well planned, and everyone agreed. There was one comment here. Very packed agenda. The Ryan White summary sheets presented by John Ainsley was informative and relevant to the HCPC. And two people skipped this one, but everyone agreed. And there were four comments here. Well done. This information and the graphics are so helpful. Thank you. Very helpful, but full. Couldn't really process info. Great job. Love the new info. The DOS update by Michael Zog was effective and engaging to the HCPC. And we actually had 11 people agree and three people somewhat agree. We have three comments here. I want more frequent updates from him. Important that we continue to hear about HIV and aging, but was disappointed that none of the forums are in Castro or Tenderloin. The ARES update by Flor Roman was informative and relevant to the HCPC, and everyone agreed here. There were three comments. Well done. Love the comparison between EMA counties and great job. The STI update by Stephanie Cohen was effective and engaging to the HCPC. Everyone who answered this question agreed, and there were three comments. Great presentation, amazing presentation, and gives me hope. Hope to get more prevention info in the future. My needs as a council member being met during this time, and everyone who answered agreed. There were two comments here. I like the hybrid meeting. It allows members who cannot attend in person to be part of the meeting. Glad speakers are being asked to go up to the podium so they can be better heard. As for what worked well for council members during this meeting or what could have been improved, folks said, thanks for a smooth meeting and all information that was given. Stephanie Cohen's presentation was excellent. Would like to hear more about HIV prevention work. Great presentations. It was very heavy on data and info. Staff are always so well prepared and adjust quickly if there's any issues. Greatly appreciate the amount of time and effort in managing these meetings. Thank you. As for any suggestions for future presentations or training topics, we have assisted living options for people living with HIV slash AIDS, HIV services provided in jail setting. Please ask Lee Jewell to raise his hand when he asks questions or interjects his fount of knowledge. And that was an overall 9.6 average rating for this meeting. I do see Bill has his hand up.
Yeah, just a question or a request. So for the HHS and other presenters, is it possible to send them the results of this? Because I think it's information they would find helpful, either that or validating.
I can send that forward.
So that, I think that would be for Flora Group, as well as John, as well as Michael and Stephanie. So this
Okay.
is for.
Okay,
Thank
that's
you.
fine. I can do that.
I appreciate it.
All right, I'll stop sharing.
Well done, Irma. That was a challenging meeting, right? There was a lot going on in the space, and so I appreciated the way that you always are so calm and steady. Never look flustered with regards to what's going on in the space. You definitely do it better than I do. So, well done.
Thanks.
All right, just a moment, if you'll bear with me. I actually feel like we do have enough time to at least do some policies. So just bear with me and get them ready. So let's see here. I think I'll just start with four. So I did not think we'd be doing these without quorum, but I do think there's enough people here even without quorum. So why don't you all just give me like 1 minute to get these policies in order, and I will be right back with you. Take a quick bio break. You might need it.
Akira?
Yes.
Is the meeting this coming, the full council meeting, on the 22nd, or is that on the 29th?
It's the 22nd. It's this coming Monday.
Okay, so I just wanted to double check because we have a lot of Mondays.
Yeah.
And I still haven't gotten an RSVP thing, so I wasn't sure.
Okay. Kat usually sends it out at the end of this meeting.
All righty. Okay, good, good. Thank you.
Great. All right, and I'm back. We have, let's maybe start with the easier one first. We have three descriptions of committees and work groups, and then one rules of respectful engagement. So let's start from the bottom up. Let's get work groups up here. Okay, here. I'm happy to say, for those who remember the last time we did this, or 2 times ago, we were hoping to get some language from getting to zero to update that job description, and I did receive it. I haven't incorporated it yet, so it's not appearing today, but it will probably appear next month. I'm still hoping to get something from Chet on a couple other, at least one other, maybe, no, at least one other policy
Yeah,
as well.
Mark, that is my action item, and I did talk to you. So it's not forgotten. It's just like I'm like, I could use a little bit of Mark's time to figure this out. So
Yeah,
that's what's going on for me.
always feel free to reach out to me.
Thank you.
I recall it was about the parameters for what we do around prevention during orientation training, correct?
There's other stuff in there too, but the more that I
Oh
looked
yeah,
at it, I.
it was two policies. So like one was about orientation, one was about something else, but it was basically they both were like, do we include things like a letter of concurrence or things like that?
Yeah,
Okay, anyway,
exactly.
well, that's a two birds with one stone thing, not to like. Not that I like to make a metaphor about killing birds. Anyway, okay, we see work groups ahead of us, hopefully not ahead, in front of us. Work groups, establishment and reporting. The council or one of the committees may from time to time form an ad hoc work group. Two, the council or home committee will receive regular updates on the ad hoc work group activities through regular reports. Three, each ad hoc work group will have a clearly established purpose and mission. Four, all motions or recommendations from ad hoc work groups will go to the council or their home committee for review and approval. Five, planning council staff shall be assigned to all ad hoc work groups. Take a look at that. And also, for those of you who might not recall, we've had a number of ad hoc work groups. We certainly had a very long-running PLWH advocacy group. That's considered a work group. We have had a homeless work group. We have had a policy and procedures work group, the work that the steering committee is currently doing now. I think we had another one as well, but I forget. So we've had these from time to time. They're convened when needed. Any changes or updates or thoughts on establishment and reporting? And I can't see everyone, so please feel free to speak out if you're raising your hand and not being called on. No? Okay. Moving on to organization. The first meeting of the ad hoc work group will determine co-chairs, membership requirements, duration, quorum, and voting privileges. These determinations may then be reviewed and approved by the home committee. Each ad hoc work group will strive to have representation from unaffiliated consumers of services. Three, each ad hoc work group shall establish a meeting schedule, which will be posted with agendas and meetings taken in accordance with the Brown Act and San Francisco Sunshine Ordinance. And four, an ad hoc work group must have council representation and may include non-council members as voting or non-voting members. The HCPC actively encourages and invites community members to join and fully participate in the activities of the HCPC's working groups. Community members of working groups have the same authority and responsibilities as HCPC members who serve on working groups. This includes responsibility to attend all meetings of the working group, stay informed about relevant issues, prepare for meetings, express opinions, help form working group recommendations to the full council, and vote at working group meetings. As an example of this last one, our homeless work group included a few different people from across city agencies who were not a part of the council. Okay, any thoughts or changes or updates or corrections to everything listed under organization? All right, seeing none.
So, Mark, I was just stepping back so others could opinionate. Small suggested edit, and then also an addition at number four. Let's see. And it, where it goes in accordance with the Brown law. It
For
says
three.
agenda and minutes, and then there's a word taken after minutes. Yeah, so maybe take out taken there. Don't think you need it. So you're going to post the agenda and the minutes. And then I guess the other thing this doesn't kind of directly address, but you have in the bottom bullet there, vote at working meetings. Can work groups for motions, or do they make recommendations, which then go back to the home committee? Just to clarify that, I'd suggest.
That's an important clarification. As I literally just went over the difference between the recommendations and motions, I think we should clarify. Is a group fine with recommendations, which means that if a recommendation comes from a work group, it would not necessarily be on the floor of the home committee or the full council. It would need to be moved and seconded by a member of that home committee or the full council. If it's a motion, it would not already be on the floor and would be not subject to moved or seconded. Do folks have an opinion on this? If they would prefer to keep it at recommendations or prefer to change it to motions?
Whatever's easiest. I
Pretty
feel like
sense,
that
Mark.
got,
Yeah, but
no, it's okay. That
honestly,
got a little muddled for me. So I was like,
it's easier to make it motions. Because then it's coming directly to, like, so say the homeless work group had a motion, it could then come directly to its home committee, whichever that was, and be on the floor for consideration, rather than having to come to the home committee, re-explain it, and have someone then in some way sponsor it by saying, I move to accept this recommendation as a motion, and then you have someone second. It's basically that it's a recommendation adds a step. A motion does not.
so Mark, isn't the I'm just kind of I'm listening to everybody's what they're saying. So isn't the reason we originally have it like a work group recommendation was because there's members of the planning council that are not that are voting on this stuff in the ad hoc groups. And so that's why that like little extra step is there so that it goes somewhere, gets voted fully on by council members and not mem full voting members. You know, members of the public that are serving on the ad hoc committee.
I'm not sure if that was the logic for it. I actually don't recall. This was developed many, many years ago.
Okay.
Either way, it's going to be discussed. So whether it comes as a recommendation or as a motion, it's going to definitely be discussed. If anything, a motion is empowering the work group to have something that's on the floor while keeping recommendation is in some ways diminishing their authority, I suppose. You could look at it that way. So if you feel like that should remain, then we can keep it as is.
I mean, yeah, for some reason it's sticking in my head from one of my other groups that I follow is Robert's Rules for some reason. So can I just have a second to look it up?
Sure, we don't actually follow Robert's rules.
Oh, okay.
Like we, what is the rule that we the I forget the actual one. Maybe it was called Roberta's rules. It was the softened version of Robert's rules.
Okay.
Sounds a little sexist, Mark, but I
I
get
know. As that
it.
left my mouth, I was just like, "What are you getting yourself into by saying that?" But it literally is like it's not like Robert's rules is pretty hardlined, and Roberta's rules are not.
More consensus building, huh?
Oh, God. We don't need to gender
So,
everything.
Mark, we have a gentler, kinder, more loving, respecting planning council. I think in the back, and I'm fine either way. It's really not my decision to make, but I think there are times when people feel very strongly on opposite sides of an issue, and so just that the sponsoring, if you do it, that they can actually make motions. If the work group meets after the committee, the host committee, then its motions will go directly to the floor. Potentially, they would go to steering and then to the floor, or if steering's already happened, they're going directly to the floor, which I don't think is a bad thing. It's just something to think about.
So if there's no strong thoughts either way, my default is to keep it as is. All right. Well, I'm not hearing any strong thoughts. I don't have any strong thoughts on this. So I will stop share. And we will move on to the next one. One moment. Save. Next, we will go under committee descriptions. Right, committee descriptions. We'll see if this has changed actually since this was developed. I have a feeling it hasn't changed, which is kind of amazing. Community engagement currently meets first Wednesday of the month, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Mission statement is to be responsible for educating the council on specific underserved communities and high-risk populations and ongoing and emerging issues for people living with HIV and at highest risk for HIV. Just suggesting that I switch this. I bet it's asking for a dash. Let's
Yeah, it
see.
is indeed.
Do it. Any thoughts on community engagement and their mission? Okay, good. Since there's no one actually here from community engagement way.
Hello, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of leadership. You're absolutely here. You're definitely here. Council Affairs currently meets the second Tuesday of the month, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Mission statement is to facilitate education of the council on mandated legislative and important provider issues in order to inform HIV prevention strategies, effective annual service prioritization, and resource allocation. Huh. I think there needs to be an adjustment here. It gets HIV care and prevention strategies, assumedly. I wonder, Kat or Kira, could either of you pull up a Council Affairs agenda and see what it says for the mission statement?
Yeah, let me do that.
Mark, an offering here that I don't feel strongly about, but I'll put it out there. Where you have the cursor now, I know people have often used the word behavioral high-risk populations to kind of not be stigmatizing that somehow because you're in a population, you're high risk, that it's really what you do that puts you at high risk. Yeah, that's the suggestion.
That makes perfect sense to me. Does anyone disagree with that? Yeah, usually, as you know, I'm not super in favor of like what is the latest language, but that one makes perfect sense to me. Really does. It's actually more specific.
Mark, that mission statement is exactly what's on the Council Affairs agenda.
Okay, so I'm going to recommend that we add care and prevention. It seems like a strange oversight in the first place. And so I guess notice to Kira for community engagement to, if this is approved by the group, we might as well, most of these will not go into effect until they're all voted on by the full council, but just as a note to you, Kira, and a note to me, we'll need to make sure to update our committee templates when the change does happen, whether it's the end of the year, beginning of next year, etc. Okay. Anything else on council affairs besides what I noticed? All right. Membership currently meets second Thursday of the month, 3 to 5 o'clock. Mission statement is to recruit, screen, train, and retain council members in accordance with the values and bylaws of the HCPC. Any thoughts or corrections on this one, particularly coming from Ron?
Hey, Mark, I don't have any corrections, but could you enlarge the font a little bit, please?
Okay. Let's move on.
Marco, jumping back, I'm sorry, I'm a little slower this afternoon. On the Council of Affairs stuff, it makes it's the last part of the sentence, effective annual prioritization resource allocation. That's specific to the care side, so maybe it makes sense to call that out so people joining don't think that they are prioritizing and allocating prevention dollars. So you could, at the end of the sentence, just add for care services. Yeah, either way, it was fine.
I'll do that at the end better. All right, then we'll move on to steering. Pretty straightforward. Steering currently meets third Thursday of the month, 4 to 6 p.m. Mission statement is to over. Oh, that should be changed. It's no longer 4 to 6 p.m. Oh my gosh. Mission statement is to oversee all the council's active committees and ad hoc work groups. Any changes or updates, corrections to this one? All right, I'm going to stop sharing. Do save my work. And then we're going to move on to steering committee. It actually has its own standalone policy as well. On bigger and TJ. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's like okay, steering committee, the HIV Community Planning Council is made up of the council co-chairs, a co-chair of the council standing committees, and four at-large members. Is it the
Well,
steering committee oversees the work of all the council standing committees, ad hoc committees, and work groups. The steering committee acts on behalf of the planning council in situations where there is insufficient time to convene a council meeting or in matters requiring an emergency response. The steering committee reviews requests for letters of support submitted by agencies and researchers. The steering committee supports the creating and finalizing of the agenda for the upcoming council meeting. All right, let's stop there. Changes, updates, corrections to this first paragraph.
Is that for at-large members still a requirement, or is that su a suggestion?
Good point. I think we've been taking it as a suggestion because we haven't had ad hoc at large members and since the time that I brought it up at full council, and literally no one offered to and turned it down, in fact, when nominated. So I think the council has decided they would prefer not to always have it mandated for at large members because we would be out of our own compliance. So how can we phrase that to make that
Up
optional?
to.
I would say up to four, because if you say four,
Okay.
it makes it definite, but up to four can be 0 to 4.
Yes, and I assume includes zero.
Yep.
Okay. Any other changes, additions, corrections to this first paragraph?
It's interesting. Why do you write four and then I didn't
Mark?
write number four? Is that like
Not.
a grammatical thing?
I did not write this. I'm going to blame Allie Cohn. She wrote this. Allie, why?
I'm sure it's some kind of Oxford Dictionary something or other. Like, yeah,
Usually
I
you
mean, I
write
can make
out,
it.
you really want to know, Thomas, my mom was an English teacher.
Oh, there you
So
go.
0,
Tell
1 to 9, you write out, and then 10 and above, you use the numerics, usually on a legal document, like a grant writing document. You then in parens put the number with Roman, not with Roman numerals, but the not the numeric number there for clarity. And Kat is nodding, so I think she's also red, drunk, and white.
No, I understood
More
that.
information than you needed, right? Yeah.
I think this is so people don't understand that the word for is FOUR or FOR. Why
That's
would
another
you?
reason, except you usually do it with three and five too, but it's a good theory. Yeah.
But no, why would you write for and then put the number for? That
That's
was
what I'm
my
saying.
question.
Usually on numbers 1 through 9, you spell them out. But
And
in
then do
certain
you put the
legal
number
documents, it's a
after?
certain, yes, for certain legal documents, you
Oh,
would
I've
just
never
put
seen that
numbers
before.
14. Yeah.
Fascinating. Okay, that makes
So if you
sense.
ever write a grant or proof of grant, good to put it in.
It's like belt and suspenders kind of thing. Okay, thank you.
So, Mark, I like all of this, but I do have a question because it seems our practice is slightly different. So maybe something needs to be added, which is to say, if something is super time sensitive and we can't get all the steering committee, we tend to use the co-chairs. So suggest
I
maybe
think that
something.
should possibly be under the co-chair's description rather than the steering committee description.
I definitely should be there, but should there be something saying if it's not possible to convene the whole steering committee, then the co-chairs will be?
Take on these duties or whatever.
Sure. I mean, I guess I don't see the need, but I'm happy to add it in. It's not offensive to me. See, it seems like it's a parenthetical. Maybe I will make it a parenthesis to calm down my nerves. Right. Okay. Generate that response.
Or may respond for the committee as a whole, or for the whole
Thank you.
HCPC.
Much better. Okay. Anything else for this first paragraph?
We will have a description of what an at-large member means, right? Later on.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the second paragraph. Membership. The membership of steering committee consists of the council co-chairs and co-chairs of each of the regularly established committees and includes up to four parenthetical four at-large members. Ad hoc or working group committee co-chairs are not members of the steering committee, but are strongly encouraged to attend and provide updates on ad hoc or work group activities. All council members can attend, participate, and vote at steering committee meetings. Okay, any thoughts, corrections, update, changes to the second paragraph and the third paragraph as well? Seeing none, I will stop share. I will save my work.
So, Mark, in the spirit of Strunk and White, again, you should, the last can probably should be a may in that very last sentence on the previous one.
Oh gosh. Let me pull this up again.
Bill's mother is present.
Her spirit is revisiting us, but I think Kat is secretly happy that this is grammatically beautiful.
Am definitely.
I appreciate that too. Certainly no shade from me. Okay, steering committee. Find you. Where am I with you? I literally just saved you. Okay. Where are you, steering committee? Did I delete you? Sorry, doing my running monologue. Steering committee. What the freaking right. Don't understand how that just disappeared. Sorry, bear with me. I've lost the document. There we go. Okay, there we go. Found it. I'm glad, Bill, now that you actually added that, because I'm not sure I would have found that. All council members shall,
So here, the
can.
last one said can, the very last sentence. And can, of course, meaning capable of, but may means are empowered to do so. So it's slightly
Got
different.
it. May. All
Yes.
right. Save that. Let it work. Got it. Okay, let's go on to our last one that we'll do today. And very vital one indeed it is. It is our rules of respectful engagement.
Pay attention, Zachary.
Yes, Zachary, most of all.
I actually proposed this to another group I'm part of, and they adopted it. So they're
No.
appreciative.
So this is a multi, don't let this short paragraph fool you. This is 3 pages. Rules of respectful engagement. A policy of respectful engagement will underlie all planning council activities, which include meeting activities as well as one-on-one interactions of all planning council members and any other individuals who may engage with the council. These rules are to be adopted and standardized through the entire group, not just the co-chairs or facilitators. It's a funny aside. All members of the group slash committees are co-facilitators and leaders and are expected to actively participate, encouraging and supporting these member behaviors. I think at the very start, I'm going to take away these little, what are they called, ampersands? That was,
Ampersand, yes.
I don't like those.
You're channeling, you now you're channeling my mother.
It's
Well done.
too casual for me. We need some formality up in here. Okay. Anything on this first paragraph? Okay, let's move on to the meat of the matter, the heart of the matter. Okay, here they are. They go by concept slash rule, explanation, and the kinds of behaviors that support the rule. We will see how many there are. First, we're embarking on this journey. There's 9 of them. We'll just do them one at a time. First concept and slash rule, respect. Respect for the work, respect for the process, respect for fellow council members, and respect for self. Can we mandate that? Kinds of behaviors that support the role. All behaviors and concepts of respectful engagement. See below. Anything on respect?
Why is it capitalized? Is it an acronym somewhere else?
I don't know. That's why I read it as respect.
Well, you could put dashes between it to reference a song.
That's right. One of my favorite songs. Do you want me to take away the capitalization, Thomas?
Yes,
I
please.
think so.
And again, I'm looking for a acronym somewhere, just seeing
Yeah,
that. So.
for sure. I mean, I'm sure they meant it for emphasis, but you're
Oh,
right.
I
If it's all
see
happening.
each is capitalized underneath as well. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's meant for emphasis. And I don't like that. I'm sorry. I'm not an all caps kind of, I'm a no caps kind of person, actually. Anyway, two, it's okay to disagree. Differing opinions may be openly expressed respectfully. Everyone arrives with different experiences and opinions, and that is a value we each bring. Number one, don't feel offended if someone does not agree with your position or embarrassed to articulate a differing viewpoint. Two, take objection to an idea, not to a person. Any changes or updates to that besides, I'm assuming, let's make each. Okay, not all caps. Any other changes, updates?
The don't doesn't sound right.
Avoid.
You do not.
Okay, good. I thought you wanted a different word.
Oh, I, yeah,
Do
just
not feel offended. There we go.
sounds
Okay.
parental.
Do not feel offended. Okay. Wait.
Mark, I have
I want to
another
make sure I'm getting
suggestion.
at what you're saying. Was it not do not? Did you want a different word other than don't?
I personally like it's, I'm not going to split hairs, but yeah, avoid actually kind of works, or take care of yourself is usually what I say. So,
Think avoid is nice. Can we tell people truly not to be offended? I don't think we can. People get offended. I mean, I'm offended right now.
ditto.
They get offended at whatever they get offended at. But we can caution to avoid. I
I
think
don't
that's
know if it's appropriate to add in there, maybe in that what we're working on right now, body language.
I would be afraid of that one. That's actually come up a lot here at Shanti because we've been updating our own rules of respectful engagement, and different people and different cultures have often different kinds of body language. And it's hard to actually say a particular kind of body language, and sometimes even a particular kind of tone of voice is something that can be policed. So I would actually push back on that one just because, again, this is like a current conversation over at Shanti about how can we have a respectful engagement while also being respectful of the way that different cultures might show up in a certain
Okay.
space.
You know, Mark,
Okay.
I'm also thinking like telling someone not to feel offended, I agree, is it's just a weird approach. So maybe something like minimize personalization. We don't want people to take things personally, right? It's because we're really debating
I
ideas.
really like that one. Minimize, personalize. I really like that, Bill. If someone does not agree with your position.
And I think you're missing an is, and we are missing an is, and could get rid of the apostrophe after position.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to
Or be
understand where.
or be embarrassed, I think is what they're trying to say. Minimize personalization, someone doesn't agree with me, or be embarrassed to articulate. It's almost like that's the second one. Right.
Yeah, I'm also trying to, why would I be offended if someone didn't articulate their viewpoint? I think I'd feel validated because I wouldn't know what it was. So I'm trying to understand what's the thought behind that. Like, what is it we want people, we want to encourage people to articulate their opinions, but not to be embarrassed, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this was actually, I think this was created by a combination of John Andrews and Chris Mazza, if you remember those delightful people. John Andrews, rest in peace.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. And maybe I forget the third person. There was another third person there too. George something or other. Anyway, minimize personalization if someone doesn't agree with your position. I think that's like fine as is. And if we want to add a second.
And maybe everyone is encouraged to articulate different
Yeah,
or varying
absolutely.
viewpoints.
Everyone is encouraged. Well, no, not that specifically, because we're not encouraging people to articulate a differing viewpoint. Like they might have
No, multiple viewpoints. And maybe that's the lead. Maybe that's our number one.
So, you're
Everyone is
helping.
encouraged to articulate multiple viewpoints.
Well, that sounds like everyone's encouraged to have multiple viewpoints from their same mouth, which
About
we are
are
not.
encouraged to articulate his or their viewpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, love it. Love it. Okay. All right, then. Anything else before we move on? I think this is a great update.
If you are going to, and I think objection is different, maybe there, maybe it's something else. I don't think I object to this. It's very 19th century English. So,
I object to your characterization of being that being 19th century.
yes, I hear you, and I have a differing opinion of it, but I respect yours.
Very good. What would you suggest we put in place to take objection? Disagree with? No, because you're disagreeing with a person, actually. You are disagreeing with. So I guess like I know what you mean. It does sound like it sounds very old, but I like it is different than disagreeing, right? Because you're like you might find an idea to be really problematic, and that doesn't mean that you should find that person necessarily to be problematic, but you might find.
While it's okay to disagree with an idea, ensure that you are not attacking a person. I guess my question is, what are we trying to get there? We don't want people to attack people personally. We want them to
Yeah,
enable.
I mean, I do actually think, even though it's old school language,
All right.
this does actually say take objection to an idea. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, then if anything else, we'll move on to three. Listen to others. Open up and listen with a view to hearing all ideas. You may learn something that may help to change your opinion. Don't block out others' opinions as they speak, or tune out by practicing what you're going to say as they are speaking, especially if you think you may disagree. You never know. You may learn something. So right away, we're going to change that think to a think. I feel like there could be lots of changes on this one. That's just my opinion,
I think
my
the
own personal.
dramatic reading was a little much, though.
Sorry, you're stuck with that. I'm not being dramatic at all.
Oscar nomination right there.
Yeah, just it
All
sounds
of
very
it.
parental again. It's like that energy keeps coming up for me.
I think Mike Smiley used to be in HR back in the day, and so it has a certain personable quality and personalized quality, I think, reflective of him. He also smiled a lot, so it's kind of sweet actually to read this for those of you who may not
Yes.
remember him.
Lovely, lovely human being.
Indeed.
I mean, this is important. I think the language is odd, but it is important. It is important to listen to views, listen with a view to hearing all ideas. I mean, you're on a public policy council. It is important to do that. It's also true, you may learn something that can change your opinion. You know, when I read that out loud, I was like, ugh. But as I reread it now, okay, yeah, for sure. That's what council members really should be doing. And then when kinds of behaviors, the example, don't block out others' opinion. I mean, first of all, there should be, whether we keep this or not, shouldn't there be an option there?
Oh,
Others' opinion as
yeah,
they
for sure.
speak, or tune out by practicing what you are going to say as they are speaking, especially if you think you may disagree. You never know. You may learn something. I mean, this is all true. Maybe the language is odd, but this is all true. Like you shouldn't be blocking out other people's opinions. It is a common human thing to do, is to like not listen while you're literally trying to figure out how you're going to respond. And you never know. You may learn something. So
You
I
know,
don't
I'm
know.
going to make another suggested change on the explanation on three there, and that is to rather than say change your opinion, maybe to say to inform and or modify your opinion.
Inform.
What if we use
And reevaluate.
exclude instead of block out?
Oh, one second. I think that's Irma something. Let me finish this one, what Bill is saying. So hold that thought, please, to modify or change your opinion may
I was going to
help.
say modify or inform, so get rid of change.
Well, I
Oh,
would
but why not?
like
Like
inform.
your
I think
opinion could be
modify could
changed.
be changed too. It's just that some, I'm just trying to think of what happens for people. So people may not be completely convinced, but they may come to, I might not adopt everything Irma said, but she got me thinking about other things as well. There you go. That's good.
Sure. I do want to keep changing though, because you're like, change to me, change is different than modify. Like I'll have something and I can modify it, but it might still be like the same point.
That's
To me,
fine. I don't want to debate you on that, but I want to debate you about the Oxford comma after inform.
okay. Okay, Irma, you were saying something about don't block out.
Exclude. I prefer, I like exclude rather than block out. I mean, I don't know. Everyone thinks.
I think block out is doesn't make it like is kind of odd, but exclude, like what would that mean? Like exclude, I think has an additional layer there where it's like, don't exclude others' opinions. Like when you're saying don't block out, which means like you're basically choosing not to listen, but to exclude, that can imply you're literally trying to exclude them from the conversation. You see what I mean? But I get what you're saying. Don't block out doesn't feel natural to me, but I do think it's different than
What about if
modest.
we continue the process of not stating things in the negative, but go for the positive? Like listen to others' opinions as they speak,
Yeah.
stay tuned in
How do you
by
feel about that, Irma?
practicing.
Does that,
Yeah,
does,
totally.
yeah, I like also the perspective of coming from the positive. Avoid turn and avoid.
Tune in by practicing as opposed to tune out.
No.
You're not feeling the tune in. You don't like the vibe
No,
from the.
because this is definitely cautioning against a specific thing that people do, which is they
And
tune
tune
out
in
by
by
practicing
practicing
what
what
they're
you're.
going to
Oh,
say.
okay.
So I just say avoid tuning out. I do like actually maybe even a semicolon there. It is different. Avoid tuning out by practicing what you're going to say as they're speaking, especially if you think you may disagree. Semicolon. You never know, you may learn something. So true.
Do you
Anything
guys
else?
feel like that's such a common thing that people are not listening because they're going to tune in? And the other suggestion to avoid tuning out to practice what you're going to say.
I think
So,
it's absolutely common in like
okay, so to practice. So then to
all
get rid of
interaction.
maybe instead of by practicing, to practice.
Oh. How about
Yeah.
practice active listening? I mean, these examples are really, really specific because I
That's what I
remember
was thinking.
why they were put there because of the behavior of certain council members.
I think it's human behavior, TJ. I really do. Like, I literally noticed this with certain friends where I'm just like, okay, you're not literally not even listening to me.
I think both are true. I think I remember similar history to TJ and Mark. You're right. These are universal challenges. I'm going to give you both stars. But I do like the idea of adding an active listening. I mean, and that might need to be
Yeah,
added
I
as a
think how
term.
about add that as a two, actually, because it's oh, where's the two?
If you go back to the make a space after the something and then hit a hard return, you'll probably get a two.
I did that.
It did. You could then just
Hold on,
copy
I'm gonna
format.
add number at the top. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe I will not do that. Plus, that's really ugly. Oh God, what's happening? Okay, I'm gonna just add to that. Practice active listening. Okay. Anything else on listen to others?
Oh, sorry, I'm not really clear where we're at. I've been trying to think about what I was going to say.
We're at listen to others.
Back to the explanation side of listen to others.
We're about to leave it. Okay, leaving now. Leaving it now. Number four. Oh, sorry, wrong. One second.
Back to the explanation for listen to others. Number three, open up and listen with a view to hearing all ideas. So you, I think maybe intent with the intention of. It just, I don't know, for me personally, when I'm reading view and hearing at the same time, it's kind of what I've yeah, with the view to hear
Yeah,
something.
that makes perfect sense, Ron. Almost like you're mixing up metaphors, right?
Yeah.
Also, there's
Sure.
hear and view.
Yeah.
It's
Okay.
great. There's a bunch of classic case editors that are finally coming out. I'm feeling a little lonely here. Alienating.
I got bills okay. Thank you.
You feel safe and validated, Ron? Thank you.
Mark, a small one. It looks like there's a space before others in three, listen to others. It's just shifted slightly over. Oh, no. Sorry, first column.
Which
Where it
column?
says three, listen to others. Like the first
Far left.
far left. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, no.
Oh, that's
Weird.
weird.
It
That's
does
where
look weird though,
the
because
brain says.
look at the other ones. The other ones are not like that, but
You know
this
what?
one
Because that's aligned
justified.
middle and the others are aligned left.
Yeah.
But if you highlight it and then I think it's in design, if you do align left, first I think you have to highlight that, listen to others. And then go up to your menu. But you could do this later, Mark. I promise I'll play with you at it if you want.
Or you could
Suppose.
just use paintbrush on section two and bring it down and paint.
No, it's not doing a line left, is it? Okay.
That is weird. Is there spaces in there? Can you turn on paragraph?
We're moving on.
Okay. Wait. Mark, do we need to have to say you never know, you may learn something? That sounds really.
Sounds condescending.
Yeah, it sounds very condescending. Thank you.
But something can be condescending and true.
Do we need to give people ammo to
We're not
fire?
arguing whether or not it's true. We're
Don't think
debating
we
whether or not
need
it's
that.
appropriate.
I think, do we really need it?
It also says that kind of in the square before. It says you
Like,
may learn something that to help modify, inform, and change your opinion.
so it's redundant, right?
It's basically beating a dead horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're turning on you, Mark.
I didn't write these. You're turning on someone who passed away years ago. Beautiful human being, by the way.
Deflecting, deflecting.
Has
How
nobody
dare
noticed the inconsistent use of the period as well?
Yes. I'm trying not to take that. Thanks for calling, but thank you for calling attention to that. Okay, four. Everyone participates. No one dominates, Thomas. Everyone must be allowed to contribute equally, and this pertains to those who are more vocal than others. This is a process of community decision making. It shows up as one, wait your turn to speak, especially if you've already had a chance to voice your opinions. Two, facilitator may solicit ideas from those who may not have had a chance to provide input before allowing others to speak again. And three, carefully observe if others seem to want to talk and challenge yourself to allow them to speak as well.
So, doesn't like everyone participate, no one dominates. That sounds very like, why not just say, step up, step back?
Why not keep it as is?
Because you're saying that it's basically pointing out that somebody may have been dominating the situation.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way of saying it.
Step up, step back. But see, the thing is, step up, step back is it's like a catchphrase. You think everyone will automatically know what that means? Like everyone participates, no one dominates. It's clear what that means. Step up, step back is a catchphrase people use, including the Shanti peer support training. But it
New
is a
market.
catchphrase. Other thoughts?
Yeah, I'm a little inclined a little bit to what TJ's saying, but maybe to first do the middle column there. Everyone must be allowed to contribute equally. Maybe another wording there is everyone should be encouraged to contribute. Not everyone has the same amount to say about every issue, so everyone should be
How
encouraged
about
to
should
contribute.
be rather than must be? Everyone should be encouraged
To
to
participate.
communicate. No, to
Participate was the word that was earlier.
participate. Yeah. And this pertains to those who are more vocal than others. Can I just take that out?
Well,
Seems a little.
that goes to step up, step back, at least as I understand what TJ was putting out. So maybe
Yeah,
it's
that's true.
that's
That's true.
quote
But
within the
I
best.
mean,
Maybe cut and paste it over in the other section and decide whether to keep it or not.
just remember. This is a process of community decision making. True. Okay. Wait, your parent, anything else on this?
It just
Besides,
looks
are
like the
we?
font changed or something in there.
Yeah,
I
italics.
just changed that. I changed that to italic so that we can revisit that. I didn't move it over to a different box.
Gotcha.
Anything on this third
Ooh.
column? Okay, hearing nothing, let's go back to this one.
Wait,
Should we keep?
Mark, wait a second on this. So I think the first thing is rather than wait your turn to speak, maybe it's something like respect the speaking order established by the
Yes.
facilitator. And then the second one is, and then I think the
Wait,
second.
wait, 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 wait. Hold your before you say anything else.
And then
Okay,
it
go on.
ends there. And then this is where the step up, step back could be. So number two could be something like if you're a more vocal person, help to ensure that others have had a chance to voice their opinions before you speak again to the same issue.
So
This is
take out.
happening in the
So make
facility.
that a period there or end that sentence there. And then do a number two.
Oh, sorry.
Really? Really, Bill?
What I'm not sure what I said there, Mark, but it looks very
You said
clever. What did I say?
do a number two. I'm sorry.
Oh,
That
it
was
is that time of
Ron.
day.
Ron chuckled at that.
Ron
That
caught
really
it.
just hit me as well.
And I'm raising two very stereotypical boys. You'd think I'd have caught that quicker.
I gotta
Okay.
keep myself on mute now.
Okay, please, please
No,
continue.
no scatological opportunity left unmined for humor, for sure. Okay. So it was the step up, step back thing. So the first one, what we kind of took out there is the step back. So maybe it could be step up, step back. If you tend not to speak up, challenge yourself to do so. And if you tend to be very verbal, hang back so others also have a chance to voice their opinions before you speak multiple times.
Yeah, but that's saying a lot when something it already says that. Like everyone participates, no one dominates, right?
Okay,
And this,
then they'll put it in. Take it out.
Yeah, but no, I kind of see where Bill is going. Like with the in the second column when it says everyone should be encouraged to speak, I mean, I would think it would be everyone is encouraged to participate.
Yeah,
And
that makes sense.
then
I mean,
something around, giving space for that participation. Because not everybody, somebody might need 10 seconds to figure out what they want to say once,
I like that in the set and number two then you give space for everyone's participation.
Yeah, that's a very simply put, yeah. Okay, okay, so do with that addition, do we take out this italicized part or keep it in? I think we can take it out, right? Or
Take it
whatever
out. I
you.
think so. Yeah.
Ooh, is that two spaces? Oh no, it's not. Okay, good. Phew.
Well, you got a comma. There you go. You got an extra comma in there.
Yeah, I'm gonna get rid of that. But I don't want to be one of those monsters that has two spaces that for a period. Ugh.
I have a question on number three on that one, four, and then on the far right. So where it goes before allowing others to speak again, do we feel like we need that there?
I think number two encapsulates that already.
Yeah.
Although, it is different. I know that sometimes when I facilitate it, I will ask if anyone else has any, anyone who hasn't spoken yet, have anything they'd like to contribute. And sometimes it does actually get people to say something.
No, I like that. The whole idea of before allowing others to speak again. So just get rid of that.
Why don't we
The
just take
facilitator
rid
may
of that? Yeah,
solicit. Yeah.
absolutely. It should not be a hard and fast rule,
Right.
honestly. And I think they've been using commas after that. Okay. Anything else on four? Number five, honor time limits.
Well, this sounds a little pointed against someone. I think it could be slightly differently worded there because I think this reminds me of something that may have been specific for certain council members. Maybe get rid of carefully, but observe if others seem to want to speak to an issue and encourage them to do so.
Or be mindful.
Observe as you. Yeah, I like be mindful better than observe. Be mindful of.
But how can you be mindful if you don't observe? Just kidding.
Your
inner
Kira,
eye, TJ. It's your inner
yeah,
eye.
Kira or Kat, can someone please remove
No, no,
TJ?
no. Observe was be mindful is fine. I was just kidding. I was just kidding.
Please exit TJ immediately. Be mindful of when others, and what was a better word than challenge, Bill?
And encourage them to do so.
Encourage them to do so.
So rather than make the focus about shutting yourself up, it's encouraging others to
Yeah.
speak out.
Yeah, that's better. Definitely better. I don't think we need that comma there.
Yeah, you have a few commas in place of periods, so at the end, you may want to kind of check that.
Yeah,
That's
I think what
still
they're doing is
working.
they're doing the commas after each of the points, and then they're ending it with a period.
Oh, I see. It's comma, 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 period. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Like in a contract. Okay. Honor time limits.
Oh, can you
We
go up to everyone is encouraged at the top there? It just looks ugly. There's like a blue line thing. There we go. Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you, Ron. No, do not apologize. Never apologize. That's not true. Okay. Anything else before we move on to five? Okay, five. Honor time limits. Respects. Respect time set up for meetings. This allows the meeting to stay on track. Dum dum. Expressed as come in on time. Keep an eye on the amount of time spent on one specific agenda item and on time. Any thoughts on five?
Maybe you set for the meetings, change that in the middle thing, allotted for each agenda item, because I think that's what we're trying to get to, right? Allotted, so we spec times allotted for each agenda item. So in the middle there of five, in the middle column, get rid of time.
Yeah, but I think that's not what it's saying. I think it's saying for like when you sh
Oh, it's
like
about when you should show up, like show up on time and show
no,
up
it's
on
like
the agenda.
for all of it, like when you show up and also the agenda item. So that's why I think it's times, spec times set up for meetings, I think, I guess. Because over here as
This allows the
examples it
meeting.
has
Okay.
like come in and then like the agendas. But I like what you said as maybe a substitute for this in number two.
Yes. Okay.
So, but what was it you said? It made perfect sense for two, in
Oh,
other words.
agenda items. So I was saying respect at the time allotted for each agenda item. So, but this will be a repeat of the middle column.
Oh, no, it's not because it's specifying agenda item. So I see respect times set up for meetings as including all three of these. But these are all three different things. That's a got to do this whole comma thing again. Period. And I guess take. I don't like how these don't have period. I need to just add periods.
I don't know that Tim has consented to that, Mark.
I'm just gonna add. I'm sorry. I'm gonna do that just a moment.
Mark, I don't
There.
know if Tim has consented to being let ended on. Five.
Tim, and on Tim.
Come in on Tim. End on Tim.
This is a
Okay.
consensual group here.
Did I get the other one? Oh, there it is. Another period. Okay. Are all those periods in there? That was bothering me. Okay. Anything else for five? Sorry, I'm just reading this all as Tim. Come in on Tim. Respect Tim. End on Tim. Anyway, six. Engage in. What is that? Are we going to have another problem here? Let's see. No, there you go. Engage in respectful dialogue and interaction that allows the opinions of all, even if you may disagree. Don't denigrate others for ideas that you may not agree with. This
Isn't
ties to
this
the
a
concept
repeat of
of
the one above?
it's I haven't finished yet doing. Don't get started again now. Don't denigrate others for ideas that you may not disagree with. This ties into the concept of it's okay to disagree. Openly slash actively listen to and welcome slash encourage all ideas. By allowing the free flow and sharing of ideas, new learnings and understandings, Understanding may be acquired. Okay, as expressed by one, listen to all ideas with respect. Two, use positive comments to affirm and appreciate others' opinions, even if they may not be your own. And three, do not use negative comments to characterize either an idea or a person if you disagree with that opinion. For example, instead of saying, "I think you're stupid," or "Your idea is stupid," you may simply say, "I respectfully disagree with your stupid opinion." Okay, so I'm going to change immediately that to an and, and we're going to calm down this listen. And I'm sure there's many other suggestions. TJ, I think you are first.
Thank you. Isn't this more like four or three? I can't see the list, so I mean,
It is, isn't it? It's
it
pretty
is.
similar.
I think,
It's one right above.
yeah, I
It's okay to disagree and then
think it
respect.
was they were trying to be redundant for purpose in this, and
I mean, should we eliminate this?
I would agree to eliminate that.
Yes.
This is
Yeah.
kind of
Yeah.
encapsulated. Like, even this whole, I mean, admittedly quite fun example of I think you're stupid, like, that can be encapsulated up here, right? With take an objection to an
That's
idea,
alienating people.
minimize personalization. Okay, does anyone disagree with me just eliminating this? Goodbye. Let me. Okay, new number six. Stick to the agenda, stay on task. Respect the group goals by paying attention to the agenda. This is what the meeting is about. Help focus the group on what to do to get these tasks accomplished. That needs work. Number one, discuss matters that are relevant to discussion topics at hand. Keep side discussions and conversations at a minimum. And three, monitor the amount of time spent on each agenda item in order to accomplish group goals. That's a little repetitious. Okay, clearly there needs to be some work on here, right?
Sounds like the duties of the facilitator.
Yeah, this is facilitator stuff, and I'm trying to see, like, some of it's already under everyone participates, no one dominates as well. Although there's keep side discussions and conversations at a minimum, which is kind of new. That's new. I don't think I've seen that yet. As well as discuss. Okay, so this is about, like, not trying to get off topic, right? That makes sense. All groups have the danger of going off topic. And that's why it's the strangely worded, this is what the meeting is about. Although language there needs to be improved. So the agenda is what the meeting is about, to help focus the group on what to do to get these tasks accomplished. Okay, now I'm understanding this.
So instead
Still.
of stick to agenda, stay on topic.
Well, I mean, the whole point though is to stick to the agenda, is to actually, like, this, like, the second column and the third column, I mean, the second cell and the third cell are all about, we're going to stick with the, I mean, I think we can add topic over here, but I think they're making a point about the literal agenda. You know what I mean? So I do think it's important that we use that word since that's what everyone's following. But I think throwing topic in there is important, Ron. I'm just not sure where. Respectively, by paying attention to the agenda and its topics. Yeah. The agenda is what the meeting is about. I think we should clarify this rather than just say the agenda. I think this is kind of redundant
I think
to help
so.
pocket.
Why don't you say by rather than paying attention to the agenda by saying following the agenda? And then you
Yeah.
get rid of everything else.
Yeah.
And then you could get and its topic, because that's redundant.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think you could even take out all the rest unless you think it's actually adding something rather than re-repeating it.
Yeah, I'd agree. Folks are okay with that? Yeah. It's basically just explaining what an agenda is, right?
But you could actually put the word meetings agenda.
Yeah, we
Meeting,
just. was it comma S?
You could do either way, I think.
I think as is fine, but we can do the meetings agenda. I think because meeting agenda is itself a phrase. We're following the meeting agenda. Discuss matters that are relevant to the discussion at hand.
That's stay on topic, I think. Yeah.
Discussion topics at hand. Yeah, I think it's important. Keep side discussion and conversation at a minimum. I agree. What? Really? Is there like some kind of end thing that's like really clumsy? I don't want to deal with that. I'm thinking about it. Yeah. What did you do, John or Chris?
Could it
I'm going to
possibly
ask for
suffer?
support from my friends Kat and Kira in like looking at the formatting of this document because I don't. I'm going to just cry instead of doing anything. Yeah. Please help in the future, sometime in the future, to make this less ugly. Monitor the amount of time spent on each agenda in order to accomplish group goals. Yeah. Okay. Anyone have any changes to that?
Can we say follow the agenda, stay on task instead of stick to it? It just sounds
Yeah.
weird.
Follow, I like follow. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Only two more to go. Can we do it in 5 minutes? I don't know. Let's see. Number seven, keep an open mind. Learning from each other requires being willing and able to, quote, hear each other. Be willing to assess, accept, and incorporate ideas you may not have understood or entertained before. Don't have an opinion formed even before someone else starts speaking. Don't begin formulating your response even before they speak. Listen, you might learn something new.
I've said that already.
Three times.
Yeah. Haven't we said all of this already?
That's a repeat.
Can I just, anyone have any objections to me just deleting?
Not at all, but Mark, maybe you want to look about just keeping an open mind is a lovely concept. So just make sure we have it somewhere up there. Do we already have it up there?
Let's check, but let me delete this
But,
first.
delete that, yeah, and just keep an open mind. I just think that's probably as important concept to
I
make sure we have
agree.
somewhere.
I agree. Listen to others.
Yeah, it
That's
would be on the list of others. Right,
maybe you
just
could go there and keep an open mind, comma, listen to others like on the far left there. Some another way to do it.
oh, make it like
Make
sort of
it the
the
key kind of
thesis.
factor.
Yeah, I like that. Of course, it's doing this. Okay. Kira or and or Kat, please. Future help requested.
I think the format there is put a comma after mind. Although I would put a semicolon, but I'm kind of being flexible here. I'm practicing flexibility.
I like semicolon better.
Then we should do it throughout. On four and on four, and then I think six had it too. Four on that same column.
Keep an open mind and listen to others, though, are like, semicolon is
No, I'm agreeing on the semicolon, but
yeah,
if we do it
yeah.
there,
So
then
like,
put it on the other.
everyone
Everyone
participates,
participates,
no one
semicolon, no one
dominates.
dominates.
I don't know if that's a semicolon there because I think it's like these are two different but related ideas.
Okay.
This is like it's like.
Well, you're wrong, but I'll, in the interest of time, I'll let it go.
Where's this mute button?
I may be wrong, but you are generous. Thank you, Bill. Okay, where were we here? Number seven, do not repeat what others have said. Take pains to recognize that your role in the group is not about grandstanding or getting recognition for your comments. If it has been said before, you don't need to repeat it, unless it's during the taking of a vote, at which point it's okay to reiterate that you agree with a specific opinion. This helps in time management and group efficiency. Use phrases like, I agree with that thought. I second that idea. And don't speak just because you want to get yourself heard. It's about the group's voice being heard. What do folks feel about that?
I'm taking pains from what it says and how verbose it is, but
I don't love it. I don't love it. Ron, what do you think? I'm gonna take some rules of sexual engagement proactive and asking for.
I think it was useful back then. I think we had like a lot of contention and people just talking their minds and they were getting off topic.
Honestly, I do feel that that sometimes still happens, is repeating what others have said. I really do. I mean, maybe I just notice it more sitting back away from the council, but sometimes I'll just be like, and especially when I'm like looking at like we're over time, and then someone raises their hand again, literally just to say what someone else has said because they feel the same way.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes I hear people repeat what people said, and it's when we're over time and they say the same
exactly.
thing.
I'm just like in my mind saying, Laura already said that.
So an alternative wording on the far left column is be concise and avoid repetition.
Yeah, I like that. Where were you suggesting that goes?
We're on the far left column on 7, take out do not repeat what others have said, just change it to the positive, be concise, and limit repetition.
Avoid repetition?
Yeah.
Be concise. Gosh, I'm embarrassed.
Semicolon. No. You're good. You're good.
Number two. Okay. I'm with anyone feeling pains about how verbose that second part is. Take pains to recognize that your role in the group is not about grandstanding or getting recognition. It's so scoldy. I kind of love it. Take pains to recognize that your role in the group is not about grandstanding. I mean, can we just at least take pains away?
I think it needs a different wording.
Yeah.
Or just recognize that your role in the group is not about grandstanding.
I would suggest the negative, because people who grandstand, if you tell them they're grandstanding, I guess going to get defensive. So, I'd suggest focusing on the concise part. You know.
Yeah. Can I say maybe in number 7?
Can we just take this? Oh, hold that thought. Can we just take this first? I think we're all seeing that this first sentence is problematic, as the kids.
Yes.
Sorry, TJ. Go on.
Sure. I was just going to say, to make it a little more clear, is just say be concise and avoid comment repetition.
Huh? Oh shit! What did I just do? I mean, shoot.
Undo.
Well, maybe a different one, TJ, if I can add to that, because sure. I didn't understand. I mean, avoid repeating comments.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Mark at the far left column, change
yeah, got it.
I think that makes it clearer.
Is it comments or ideas? I guess it's comments. Like, you're not literally repeating someone else's comment. You're just...
Well, don't people don't say, I agree with their idea. They might say, I agree with what so-and-so said, their comments, blah, blah, blah.
I just think there might be a better word than comment. Repeating what is it? Because when people are being repetitious, I'm sorry.
Information and opinions already given.
Yeah. Nice. It's ironically the least concise of the first columns, but never. Okay, if it has been said before, you don't need to repeat it unless it's during the taking of a vote, at which point it's okay to reiterate that you agree with us. Is it though? Like, why? Why would that be okay? Yes, I agree. Isn't like your yes already like saying that you agree? Or yes, and my point was this, by the way.
Well, why don't like you that. Want somebody speaking up while we're taking a vote?
If yeah, right? I don't like vote, that.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
So mark that with the bad old days of the council 12, 14 years ago. Don't you remember that used to be?
I think it must have blotted. Yeah, actually, no. I suddenly had a...
And then everyone would raise their hand and everyone would repeat themselves. I think that's what the
council did. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have a very different council these days, so I don't think...
Why don't we just keep it at, if it has been said before, you don't need to repeat it. Like, that's great. This whole, like, during the taking of a vote. Are people okay with me eliminating that? Weird. I
Yeah, I
mean,
would take
it's
that
weird. It's
out. I
not
would
weird
take
if
that
you
out.
remember the,
We
if you remember the
don't ever have to
context.
call the question anymore, people. We have time to finish it.
Yeah, isn't that a miracle, Bill? We used to call the
It's such a
question
different
all
time.
the time. I used to call the question as a council co-chair after getting annoyed. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't you
Okay.
guys wish you were on the council 15 years ago where they went three and a
It's
half to 4 hours?
different. And oh boy, like the back and forth, the back and forth between DPH and the council, not just between council members.
It was progressive against progressive. Like
It
the
really was circular
bloodshed
firing
was.
squad.
I used to
Circular
call it the
fire.
auto da fe. No one believed it was heartfelt unless blood was shed. Yes, yeah, it really was.
I still remember like one of the first council meetings I went to, like there was like a whole diatribe against the head of DPH by the co-chairs, like as one of the on the pass out table. Anyway, moving on, use phrases like I agree with that thought, I second that idea. Don't speak just because you want to get yourself heard. It's about the group's voice being heard. Okay. Any thoughts on these last two?
I'm afraid that if you use "I agree with that thought" or "I second it," you're welcoming repetition.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, or rather than repeat, just so there's a sense of the feeling of the room, like it could be brief if you agree with the statement, limiting yourself to, because I think there's some value. I mean, I think people. So people
Yeah.
know it's not just one person's opinion. Like, I like what Mark said, but then I'm going to repeat what he said with my own spin.
Yeah. Is that okay with you too, Ron?
Yeah, sounds good.
And then let's close out with looking at this. Don't speak just because you want to get yourself heard. It's about the group's voice being heard. Well, how do folks feel about that?
I agree with it, but I don't think people who like to hear their voices heard oftentimes believe that their voice is important. So I'm not sure it's going to make a difference, and I think maybe alienating.
Also, I want to say that if you're someone who doesn't speak so often, you feel like you have to say something to participate when it's really not necessary because it's irrelevant. Does that make
Okay,
sense?
so yeah, it does make sense. Would you think that we should just take out number two?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And done. All right. Thank you all for attending. Our next meeting is a month from now. I'll see you on Monday. Have a good rest of your week and a good weekend. That's all she wrote.
Mark, can you stay on
Mark.
for one quick sentence to a second afterwards to clarify something?
Absolutely can. Yes.
Cool. Mark, do you have time tomorrow to touch base around those pending CHEP things? Maybe 11?
I think I might have time right at 11. Bye, Ron. Bye, teammates. No need to stay and be annoyed by me because you're literally right a few feet away.